Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. Matthew chapter 6, verses 28 to 32. And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Someone said about worry that it's practical atheism. A Christian believing in the power of God and yet consumed by worry is essentially living as if God does not exist, or at least does not care. Jesus says, look at the fields, look at the flowers. Aren't they interesting? Aren't they beautiful? Aren't they astonishing that God has made them? But they're only here for a short time, and God knows what you need. You don't need to worry. He accuses them of little faith, or says that's the danger at least, which is a phrase used often of the disciples. Matthew 8 and 14 and 16 and 17, if you want to look up those phrases. There's no place for ongoing anxiety for someone who's a follower of Jesus. He is our friend and our Savior, and our Heavenly Father knows what we need. One of the beautiful things about knowing Jesus and seeing what he taught and how he lived in the Gospels is that we have the opportunity for a real relationship with God. Our Father knows us and cares for us. That's in contrast to the pagan religions where the gods are distant and have to be appeased or cajoled to pay attention and meet the needs of those who worship them. Why not celebrate today the fact that you have a Father who loves you, listens to you, and takes pleasure in meeting your needs. We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Take care. God bless.